yet. That means a little bit of light snowfall is a possibility. Not much, if any, in the way of accumulation is expected. Then we're going to see blustery conditions all day with a high of about 30 degrees. Good news is it looks like our northwest winds will be coming down for at least part of the afternoon hours. But we are looking at winds here in the 40 to 45 mile an hour range. Already seen that so far this morning, and actually stronger to the west and 50 plus mile an hour range for those of you who say Chase and Morris counties. TV 13 meteorologist Doug Myers will have forecast details here in just a little bit. With a fresh perspective on what's out there when it comes to the travel situation, we are pleased to bring in Lyon County Emergency Management Director Jared Fell here this morning. Jared.
Good morning, Jared.
How are you?
Good morning, gentlemen. How are you?
We're doing all right. We're comfortable and dry at this point in time. It sounds like you're out and about right now.
Yeah, we're out and about. I would advise everybody to stay home if they don't need to be out. Give the public works crews an opportunity to continue working on the roadways and trying to make those a little more safe for everybody when they do end up making their commute today.
What are you seeing right now as you're out and about here? It sounds like I think you're in Eastern Lyon County at this stage.
Yep. So right now, if I'm on North Highway 99, and just like the other highways, those roads that have been plowed are still going to have snow blowing on top of them and kind of a layer of ice or slick material underneath them from that precipitation that ended up freezing overnight. So travel speeds are probably about 30 miles an hour or so to be safe on those roadways. The drifting, if you're on the county roads, especially that haven't been plowed yet, quite a bit of drifting. You got that kind of north wind and that west wind that is just pushing the snow right back onto the flat roadways. So I would say there's hazardous conditions out there, and if you don't have to be out, please stay home. We had a power outage in Eastern Emporia. I'm told that is back up now.
It is.
But with these winds, the sustained winds that we have this morning and the power lines being heavy from that snow and that precipitation, we could see more outages occur.
What about visibility out there right now, Jared, now that the wind is really starting to pick up?
You can tell when that wind's pushing that snow across. There's sometimes that you'll have a short period of blizzard-like conditions. For the most part, visibility is a couple hundred yards most of the time. But when that wind blows, it gets that snow across the roadway, visibility can be reduced to a mere 15, 20 feet, especially with your headlights on this time of the day right now.
Jared, at least early on, are you seeing that most people are, you know, the people that are out and about here this morning, they're heeding the conditions right now and having that safe driving, or are we seeing a lot of people who are kind of more geared to the clock and they've got to be somewhere at a certain point in time regardless of what they're having to drive through?
So far, from what I've witnessed, the drivers are doing a pretty good job of taking it slow. We really appreciate those that have offered kind of a late start this morning or shut down for non-essential personnel so that we can keep those people at home, a little safer conditions for them until this afternoon at least, when these roadways can get cleared up, or later this morning.
Yeah, Jared brings up a good point about the power situations, also tree limbs out there with this very heavy wet snow that is just sitting on these branches and power lines. With this high wind now coming into play, we could be seeing more evidence of power outages and tree limbs down, so make sure you are aware of that. Anything else you'd like to add here this morning, Jared?
No, Evergy advised that you may see some flickering going on through, you know, with these winds. Just be aware that that's somewhat normal, power flickering for the conditions that we're seeing with these power lines right now. They're out in full force, trying to make sure they keep the lights on for you and keep your heat going. Just everybody try to drive slow if you have to be out. And if you don't have to be out, stay home. We've worked in slide-offs, and we're still taking the normal call loads that we have for our first responders right now. So,
well, it's not by any means warm out there. It's cold with a wind chill of 13, but I guess we brace ourselves this weekend, Jared,
right,
for our first very frigid cold spell with wind chills well below zero. Look out for that.
Yes. Great time to start thinking about getting those supplies you need so you can stay home and stay warm, stay by the fire over the weekend, and not have to get out in these blistering cold conditions.
Jared, thanks so much for your help here today. We'll be chatting with you here soon.
Appreciate everything, guys. Have a wonderful day.
Yeah, stay safe out there, okay?
Thank you.
Jared Fell, Lyon County Emergency Management Director, joining us here on KVUE's Morning Show.